Welcome again to another lesson on that aspect of the Christian life that is so very important.
Rujeng sumping dari dina pelajaran sanes nyaeta segi kehidupan Kristiani nu paling penting.
Prayer is something that causes us to link our hearts with God himself.
Tanda-tanda teh ngahubungkeun manah urang sareng Gusti.
We have already defined different things that prayer is.
Parang parantos netepkeun perkawis-perkawis nu benten ngeunaan naneuda.
We've talked about the importance of making prayer a part of each day we live.
Sareng ngajantenkeun naneuda bagian tina hirup sari dinten.
But now we want to talk about the actual practice of prayer itself.
Ayeuna urang nyaroskeun prak-prakanana.
How we can develop a daily prayer time with power and effectiveness.
Kumaha urang tiasa ngembangkeun waktos naneuda tiap dinten ku kawasa sareng kaefektifanana.
Now we ended the last lesson talking about systematic prayer.
Akhir tina pelajaran kamari ngabahas ngeunaan doa nu sistematis.
I explained that is very important to having a plan for prayer.
Rencana ngadoa teh penting pisan.
But there was something else that I didn't say.
Mong aya nu teu acan dicarioskeun.
Prayer not only should be systematic or having a plan.
Nanada teh sanes mong saukur sistematis atanapi hiji rencana.
But our prayer should be complete.
Nanging nanada teh kedah lengkep.
By that I mean that we should include all that prayer is when we're praying.
Maksudna ngalebetkeun panada waktos urang nanada.
I think of a passage in scripture that talks about the spiritual warfare of the believer.
Tingimutkeun hiji pasal tina pangadika Allah ngeunaan peperangan rohani nu percanten.
It is in the book of Ephesians written by the apostle Paul.
Dina kitab Efesus nu diserat ku Rasul Paulus.
And it's in the last chapter of the book of Ephesians.
Pasal panungtung ti kitab Efesus.
That is the chapter where we're told to put on all the armor of God.
Pasal ieu masih terang ngeunaan ngagunakeun sadaya pakarang ti Allah.
And after we put on the armor of God,
saparantos ngagunakeun sadaya pakarang ti Allah,
Paul tells us what we are to do with that armor.
Paulus masih terang ngeunaan pakarang eta.
You see, you put on armor to fight a battle.
Sadarek ngagunakeun pakarang kanggo perang.
And after we put on the armor of God,
perantos ngagunakeun pakarang ti Allah,
we go into battle against the enemy.
Perang lebet ka peperangan sareng musuh.
And what is the battlefield?
Naon medan peperangan teh?
The battlefield is prayer.
Medan peperangan teh naneuda.
And so that is why Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
Ieu margina Paulus nyarioskeun kieu tina Efesus 6 ayat 18.
He said we are to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication.
Aurna salawasna kudu naneuda muntang kana panuyun roh, jadi sing waspada salawasna jang ulah kendat kerat naneuda ka Allah pikeun kasalametan sakumna umat mantenna.
Now I want to concentrate for a moment just on the first expression in this verse of scripture.
Abdi bade mokuskeun imutan kana bagian ngawitan ayat pangadika Gusti.
It says we are to pray always with all kinds of prayer.
Jaroskeun tina sadaya paneda.
Now what do we mean by all the kinds or types of prayer?
Naon dimaksud sagala rupi jenis paneda?
I'm going to talk about that in just a moment.
Abdi bade dibahas sakadapi.
But first I want to read another passage of scripture.
Daripada ngaos pasal pangandika Allah anu sanes.
From the writing of the disciple or apostle Matthew.
Rat murid atanapi Rasul Matius.
When he's describing Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Waktos anjeunna ngajelaskeun Yesus di Taman Getsemani.
This is the night before he goes to the cross.
Ieu wengi satetan anjeunna disalibkeun.
And it's in Matthew chapter 26.
Ya ayat dina Matius 20 genep.
It's verses 40 and 41.
Ayat 40 sareng 41.
Now this is the occasion where his disciples are sleeping.
Ya waktos murid-muridna karulem.
This happens when Jesus is in great agony in the garden.
Waktos Yesus aya tina paneda nu abot di taman.
He falls on his face in agony.
Raraina alum.
Because he's taking upon him all the sins of humankind, mankind, for every generation.
Anjiran ucu nanggung sadaya paneda umat manusia tina sarirana ti tiap turunan.
When the apostle Luke describes this, he says that Jesus even sweat blood. He was in such agony.
Rasul Lukas ngajelaskan perkes ieu saurna ci karingetna lir tetesan-tetesan getih ku kasieun anu pohara.
That shows us how much pain that Jesus was in.
Ieu nunjukkeun kumaha agengna Yesus ngalaman kasengsaraan.
And he turns to his disciples.
Anjeunna ningali ka murid-muridna.
These are his closest friends.
Anjeunna teh sobat nu paling caket.
And we know what they're doing.
Orang terang naon nu dilakukeun?
They are not awake.
Anjeunna henteu takitak.
They're sleeping.
Malih nuju kuleum.
That's much like Christians today.
Ieu mirip sareng orang Kristen ayeuna.
When it comes to prayer.
Partos dugi kana waktosna nanada.
They're sleeping.
Ngadon karuleum.
And Jesus says this.
Yesus ngadawuh kieu.
Could you not watch with me even 1 hour?
Nanti sanggup maneh nyaring maturan kami sajam bae?
And then in verse 41 we read these words.
Rasina ayat 41 urang ngaos kalimah ieu.
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
Nyaring sembahyang supaya henteu kana ku dodoja.
Jesus then said, for the spirit indeed is willing but the flesh is weak.
Yesus ngadawuh deui, karep mah kuat tapi badan hengker.
But I want to focus in on the question Jesus asked.
Urang fokus kana patarosan Yesus.
He said, could you not even watch with me 1 hour?
Saurna nahan teu sanggup maneh nyaring sajam bae maturan kami.
And now 20 years ago in my own life, the Lord spoke the same verse to me.
Ena 20 taun kapengger tina kehidupan abdi, Gusti ngadawuh deui ayat nu sami ka abdi.
He said to me one day, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Tina hiji dinten anjeunna ngadawuh, nahan teu sanggup maneh nyaring maturan kami sajam bae.
Could you not even spend 1 hour with me every day?
Nahan teu sanggup maneh nyaring maturan kami tiap dinten.
He said to me, you have 24 hours in every day.
Saurna maneh meunang 24 jam unggal poe.
You sleep about 8 of those hours.
8 jam pikeun sare.
That leaves 16 hours.
Sisa 16 jam.
To do anything you wish.
Yang naon nu dipikahoyong.
Now, most days you work more than half of that time.
Ayeuna umumna didamel teh langkung ti sisa waktos eta.
You work in my vineyard, in my kingdom.
Mane digawe di kebon anggur kami, di kerajaan kami.
Many days you work more than half of those 16 hours.
Biasana didamel langkung ti 16 jam eta.
But you still have 5 or 6 hours left over.
Masih kene aya waktos 5 dugi ka 6 jam.
Could you not give me one of those?
Bisa mane mere waktu barang sajam?
I made a decision that day.
Abi nyandak putusan dinten eta.
I was going to give 1 hour to the Lord every day.
Abi bade masian waktu sajam kanggo setiap dinten.
And I was going to spend that hour alone in his presence.
Ngagunakeun nu sajam eta di hadirat Gusti.
And so as I began to pray about what can I do during this hour?
Ngawitan abdi nanada naon bae anu tiasa didugikeun.
The first day that I spent an hour in prayer, I prayed for only 5 minutes and didn't know what else to do.
Dinten kahiji nu sajam eta abdi nanada mung 5 menit teu terang bade ngalakukeun naon deui.
I thought, how can I pray an entire hour?
Sakimutan bade kumaha abdi tiasa nanada sajam.
And I asked the Lord to give me a plan.
Abdi nyuhunkeun Gusti Masihan hiji rencana.
And he led me to that scripture in Ephesians chapter 6.
Anjeunna mimpin kana Efesus 6.
And verse 18.
Ayat 18.
That we were to pray always with all kinds of prayer.
Orang nadada dina sagala panada sareng nyuhunkeun.
And I thought about that.
Abdi ngemutan perkawis eta.
And I wondered what Paul might have been saying when he wrote that.
Rika abdi tataros, naha Paulus bet nyarios kieu.
I am sure that Paul knew that prayer was much more than just asking God for something.
Abdi yakin Paulus terang yen nanda langkung seur tibatan nyuhunkeun ka Gusti.
And so I began to think on that verse.
Dirinya abdi ngawitan ngemutan ayat eta.
And I began to think about the times I've read through the Bible.
Tarangawitan ngimut waktos abdi ngaos sadaya Alkitab.
And all the things that I had read about prayer.
Tarang sadaya perkawis nu parantos diaos ngeunaan doa.
And I realized that prayer is more than just saying, "Oh God, give me this," or "Bless me in this way."
Dan ada teh langkung timung, oh Gusti pasien abdi ieu atawa abdi berkahan abdi tina perkawis ieu.
And I began to write down some of the things the Bible says about prayer.
Nyawitan ku abdi diserat ngeunaan naneda tina Alkitab.
I began to study actual ways to pray in the Bible.
Awitan diajar ngeunaan cara naneda nu saleresna tina naneda.
I was so surprised to see so many different things that make up prayer.
Abdi kaget seueur perkawis ngeunaan naneda nu benten.
And the Lord began to show me these things that I could do in prayer.
Gusti ngawitan nunjukkeun ka abdi nu tiasa dilakukeun dina naneda.
I discovered at least 12 different things I could do in prayer.
Aya 12 perkawis nu benten tina naneda.
Even when we look at the Lord's Prayer, we see many different things we could focus on in prayer.
Kami urang merhatoskeun doa Bapa kami saur perkawis nu benten nu tiasa dipusatkeun tina panada.
And many of the aspects of the Lord's Prayer you will find in this little guide I'm going to give you now.
Tarang saur segi tina doa Bapa kami baris aya pedoman alit nu kapendak abdi bade ngajelaskeunana.
I'm going to try to explain to you at least something of each of these 12 ways to pray.
Abdi bade ngajelaskeun 12 cara naneda.
And the first thing on our list for ways to pray is praise.
Daftar nu ngawitan nyaeta muji Gusti.
Now we remember when Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
Orang emot waktu Yesus ngawulang naneda ka murid-muridna.
He said, "After this manner, you should pray."
Tauhanana sanggeus cara ieu maneh kudu ngadoa.
Now he was not saying we should memorize a prayer and pray the exact thing every day.
Jenan teu nyarios kedah ngapalkeun hiji doa sareng mangnedakeun perkawis nu pasti tiap dinten.
He was just saying here is an example.
Ieu mung hiji conto.
And he gave us what we traditionally refer to as the Lord's Prayer.
Sacara tradisional nunjuk ka doa Bapa kami.
Now, do you remember how that prayer begins?
Sadarek imut kumaha doa dikawitan?
It begins with these words.
Ya dikawitan ku.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Nama anu linggi di sawarga, jenengan ama mugi disucikan.
Do you know what that is?
Sadarek terang iya.
That is praise.
Ya teh pujian.
That's saying, Heavenly Father, I worship you.
Bama surgawi, nu ku abdi disembah.
And I praise your name.
Abdi muji panjenengan.
I want to exalt you.
Abdi ngagungkeun Gusti.
So we see that the Lord's Prayer begins this way.
Enten umpami ditingali panada Gusti Yesus di kawitanku.
It begins with praise.
Pujian.
Now I want to give you a verse of scripture for each of these types of prayer.
Abdi bari masian hiji ayat pangandikan Gusti kanggo tiap jenis panada.
I hope you can write some of these things down.
Abdi harepkeun saderek nyeratkeun ieu.
And study these verses.
Ye ajar ayat-ayat ieu.
And then put all of these types of prayers together.
Alebetkeun saraya paneda sasarengan.
And I assure you, I promise you, you'll be able to pray an hour easily.
Abi ngajamin saderek pasti tiasa naneda salami sajam.
So the first aspect is praise.
Dan segi nu ngawitan nyaeta pujian.
But what is praise?
Nanging naon pujian teh?
Praise is to recognize God's nature.
Pujian nyata kenal ka sifat-sifat Allah.
Now what does that mean?
An hartosna eta.
It means to think about who is God.
Ye hartosna imutkeun saha Allah teh.
What is God like?
Allah teh sapertos naon.
And then to declare that with our praise.
Nyatakeun eta ku pujian.
I could sum up praise in this way.
Ku abdi bade diringkas kieu.
Praise is exalting God.
Pujian nyaeta ngaluhurkeun Allah.
I can give you an example from scripture.
Adi masian contoh tina pangandika Allah.
Psalm 63 verse 3.
Jabur 63 ayat 4.
Now that is Psalm 63 verse 3.
Yeuh teh Jabur pasal 63 ayat 4.
This is what the psalmist said.
Yeuh nu dicaroskeun ku tukang jabur.
He said, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you."
Saurna, satiasi Gusti langkung utami tibatan hirup. Eta margina abdi sumeja muji ka Gusti.
Now there's two very important things that you find in this verse.
Aya dua perkawis di ayat ieu.
First is this declaration or this statement.
Kahiji proklamasi ti pernyataan eta.
Because your loving kindness is better than life.
Setiasi Gusti langkung utami tipatan hirup.
In other words, God, because of who you are.
Saha Gusti teh?
I will praise you with my lips.
Eta markina abdi sumaja muji ka Gusti.
So the first important thing is this.
Jadi nu utama nyaeta.
Praise is to declare or acknowledge who God is. What he is.
Pujian nyaeta proklamasi eta nabi pengakuan saha Gusti teh anjeunna teh kumaha.
And the second thing is we do it with our lips.
Nu kadua ngalakukeunana ku lambe urang.
Praise should be spoken.
Pujian kedah diucapkeun.
If I just think it, it's more meditation.
Mami mung di imutan, ieu teh ngalenyepan.
But I should speak it aloud.
Nah, sakadana diucapkeun ku sora.
And I could give you an example.
Ieu contona.
I could say, "Oh God."
Abdi teu tiasa nyaros, "Oh Gusti."
You are wonderful.
Anjeun luar biasa.
And you are beautiful.
Oge endah.
And I praise your wonder and I praise your beauty.
Abdi muji kaahayangan Gusti.
God, you are faithful.
Gusti anjeun satia.
Oh God, you never fail.
Tuh Gusti anjeun henteu kantos gagah.
And so I praise you.
Kia abdi muji Gusti.
I exalt you because you are faithful.
Pangaluhungkeun anjeun kumargi anjeun satia.
Now I can think of all the things that I know about God.
Abdi tiasa ngimutan saraya perkawis Allah kumargi terang Allah.
And I can put them into words.
Sareng ngucapkeun ku kecap-kecap.
And I can praise him for that.
Abdi tiasa muji anjeunna ku eta.
I can acknowledge God for who he is.
Ngangkeun Allah kumargi saha anjeunna.
Now I must stop here and tell you a secret.
Apiliran di dieu sareng masian terang hiji rahasia.
The only way you can know who God is to spend time in his word.
Jalan hiji-hijina ngagunakeun waktos dina pangadikana.
That is where you learn who God is.
Dina Alkitab urang tiasa diajar saha Allah teh.
Now I'm going to talk more about the importance of God's word in prayer in a moment.
Abdi bade nyarios kumaha pentingna pangadika Allah dina nanada.
So the first thing we do is praise the Lord.
Nu kahiji muji Gusti.
We honor God with words of praise.
Aji ka Gusti ku kecap-kecap pujian.
We declare all that he is.
Urang ngomongkeun Allah ku sagala kaayaanana.
Now don't worry if on one day you praise the Lord for something.
Canda teu kenging salampang hiji dinten mung muji Gusti bae.
And the next day you praise the Lord for the same thing.
Injingna muji Gusti dina perkawis nu sami.
And the next day you may use some similar words.
Dinten-dinten kapayuna saderek ngagunakeun kecap nu sami.
Because God is always all of the things that you can praise him for.
Kumargi Allah osok janten sagala urang tiasa mujina.
But that is how we begin.
Ieu ngawitanana.
And then there's the second type of prayer.
Ieu jenis paneda nu kadua.
I call it waiting on God.
Ku abdi disebat ngantosan Gusti.
Now how does waiting differ from praise?
Nan bentena ngantosan sareng muji.
Praise is to exalt God.
Muji mah ngaluhungkeun Gusti.
Waiting is to just love God.
Ngantosan mah mika asih ka Gusti.
Now this is more of a quiet aspect of prayer.
Eta sakitina nanada nu tenang.
It's to silently surrender my soul to God.
Ku tenang masrahkeun jiwa ka Gusti.
It's to rest in God.
Ieu teh reureuh di lebet Gusti.
Look at what the Bible says.
Tingali naon nu disaurkeun ku Alkitab.
In Psalm 46 verse 10.
Japur 46 ayat 1.
That is Psalm 46 verse 10.
Japur 46 ayat 1.
The first part of this verse says very simply.
Bagian kahiji ayat ieu sederhana pisan.
Be still and know that I am God.
Eureun tarung.
That is suggesting that we just be quiet and focus on God.
Narangkeun yeun urang kedah sikep tenang sareng musat ka Allah.
This is just to be with God.
Ieu mung sareng Allah.
It's just to love God.
Mika asih Allah.
It's just to focus on God.
Musatkeun ka Allah.
Many, many centuries ago.
Tababaraha abad kapengker.
In one of the darkest ages of church history.
Dina salah sahiji jaman poek sajarah gereja.
There was a great man of God that lived over in Europe.
Aya jalmi pilihan Allah linggih di Eropa.
He grew up in a part of Italy.
Diagungkeun di bagian negara Italia.
It would be a town that many, many of us would not recognize were it not for how God used this man.
Ieu kota henteu seueur nu terang yen Allah nganggo pamaget ieu.
Because he was named after the town in which he grew up.
Namina sami sareng kota anjeunna aya.
His actual name was this.
Namina saleresna nyaeta
Francisco de Pietro Bernadone.
Francisco de Pietro Bernadone.
Francisco de Pietro Bernadone.
Francisco de Pietro Bernadone.
Now many of you may not have ever recognized that name.
Jadi antibes urang teu kenal nami eta.
But if I told you where he was born, you might recognize him.
Nami pasian terang di mana dibabarkeunana sadek pasti kenal.
He was born in an Italian town called Assisi.
Anjeunna dibabarkeun di kota Italia anu disebut Assisi.
I am speaking of Saint Francis of Assisi.
Abi nujunya rios ngeunaan Santos Franciscus di Assisi.
Oh, he knew God.
Oh, anjeunna kenal ka Allah.
He loved God.
Mikasih ka Allah.
Oh, what a remarkable conversion he had.
Luar biasa pertobatanana.
His life was totally changed.
Hirupna robih sacara total.
He was riding on a pony one day near his town.
Hiji dinten anjeunna tunggang kuda.
His father was a very wealthy merchant.
Ramana pedagang nu beunghar pisan.
And he had a bag of gold on his belt.
Anjeunna nyandak sakantong emas.
He was going to inherit all of his father's wealth.
Anjeunna pawaris ti Ramana.
But as he rode on that pony,
namung nuju nunggang kuda poni eta,
he came around a bend or a curve in this path.
Dugi ka hiji tikungan jalan nu diliwatan.
And there was a dying leper right in the road.
Dinya aya saurang nu kusta nu nuju sekarat di jalan.
His fingers were all eaten away.
Ramona saep.
You could see all the sores there.
Biasa katingali kumaha raheutna.
He was very contagious with the disease of leprosy.
Panyakit kusta tiasa nular.
Even the pony or the horse was startled and jerked back.
Kuda poni kaget teras mundur.
And Francis looked at this terrible sick man.
Franciscus ningali ka eta pameget.
And at first he wanted to turn away.
Ngabitanana hoyong lumpat.
And in that moment he had a vision.
Pada harita anjeunna kinging ti tingalian.
He saw God in heaven.
Anjeunna ningali Gusti ti sawarga.
And he saw God looking at he himself, Francisco.
Nuju ningali anjeunna Franciscus.
And he saw through God's eyes.
Anjeunna ningali ka soca Allah.
God was looking at Francis.
Allah nuju ningali ka Franciscus.
And what God saw in Francis was much worse than what Francis saw in the leper.
Nuku Allah ditingali tina diri Franciscus langkung awan tibatan nu katingal ku Franciscus tina jalmeskus.
God was looking at Francis' condition.
Allah nuju ningali kaayaan Franciscus.
And Francisco knew that his spiritual condition was much worse.
Franciscus terang kaayaan rohanina langkung awan.
And in that moment he did a strange thing.
Patos eta anjeunna ngalakukeun perkara nu aneh.
He jumped from his pony.
Anjeunna loncat tina kuda ponina.
He ran to that man.
Lompat nyaketan jalmi eta.
He put his arms around him and held him close.
Harangkul sareng nangkepna.
He reached over and kissed the man.
Teras nyium.
And then he took his bag of gold.
Teras nyandak kantong emasna.
And he put it into the hands of that leper.
Nyimpen dina panangan jalmi kusta eta.
And he gave it to him.
Anjeunna masih kenana.
And then he turned.
Talajengna anjeunna malih.
And he went back.
Teras pulih deui.
And he renounced or gave up all his wealth.
Ngantunkeun masrahkeun sagala kakayaanana.
And he said from now on.
Tarna ngawitan ti ayeuna.
I will have nothing.
Abdi moal gaduh nanaon deui.
I will only love Jesus.
Mung mika asih Yesus.
I will only serve my God.
Hareng ngalayanan Gusti Abdi.
And he became such an important leader at that time in the church.
Anjeunna janten saurang pamimpin nu penting jaman harita di gereja.
But I especially wanted to tell you about his prayer life.
Abi bae nyarioskeun ngeunaan kahirupan doana.
Francis of Assisi used to pray in a cave.
Franciscus Assisi biasa nanada di guha.
And he would go into that cave.
Anjeunna lebet ka gua eta.
And sometimes he would spend the whole day in the cave.
Kadang-kadang sari dinten di dinya.
And he would pray for 8 hours or 10 hours.
Anjeunna nanada 8 atawa nepi 10 jam.
And people who wanted to see him would have to wait outside the cave.
Jalmi-jalmi nu hoyong pendak sareng aranjeunna kedah ngantosan di luar guha.
And sometimes they would listen to him pray.
Kadang-kadang aranjeunna ngadangu panedana.
And they said that he would pray all day long.
Sora aranjeunna nanada teh sok sari dinten.
And use only one expression over and over in prayer.
Mo ngagunakeun hiji ungkapan nu dibalikeun deui tina paneda.
And it really consisted of one word.
Ieu mong hiji kecap.
And he would say this.
Anjeunna baris nyarios ieu.
For 8 hours you could hear
him. Alami 8 jam sadayak tiasa ngadangu anjeunna.
He would say God.
Anjeunna baris nyarios Gusti.
God.
Gusti.
God.
Gusti.
Sometimes he would say, "Oh God."
Kadang-kadang, "Duh Gusti."
And he would pray for maybe a half hour.
Selama setengah jam menenadana.
And you would hear nothing.
Sadarek moal ngadangu nanaon.
You could listen.
Sadarek tetiasa ngadangu.
And then all of a sudden you would hear this.
Sadarek sadarek ngadadak ngadangu ye.
Oh God.
Duh Gusti.
And then maybe another 15 minutes would pass.
15 menit parantos kalangkung.
And you would hear this.
Sadarek ngadangu deui.
Oh God, 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 God.
Duh Gusti, Gusti, Gusti.
And then another hour would pass.
Waktu teras majeng.
And all you would hear is God.
Terus anu kadangu Gusti.
Now how could you write a book about that?
Ayeuna urang bade tiasa nyerat buku kumaha?
How could you write a book on the Saint Francis of Assisi plan for prayer?
Nyerat hiji buku ngeunaan rencana paneda Santo Fransiskus di Assisi.
Oh, you say is God.
Ayeuna anu dijelaskeun mung Gusti.
There'd only be one word in the whole book.
Mung aya sakecap tina hiji buku.
God.
Gusti.
But why is that important?
Panaon ieu prayogi?
There is nothing more important in prayer than to focus on God.
Daya nu langkung penting tinanada selain musat ka Gusti.
Because you see, God is the answer to all of our prayers.
Gusti teh waleran tina sadaya panada.
That is what waiting on God is.
Ieu anu dimaksud ngantosan Gusti.
It's just to be consumed with God.
Waktu saya mongkang ku Gusti.
So in this time of prayer, I simply wait on God. Now sometimes that's very hard to do.
Kadang-kadang ia susah dilakukan.
Take just a few minutes.
Nyandak waktu sebeberapa menit.
Not to ask anything.
Sanes kanggo nyuhunkeun.
Maybe not even to say anything.
Sanes kanggo ngucapkeun.
To say things like, "Oh God, I want you."
Hayang ngucapkeun duh Gusti abdi mika hoyong Gusti.
Now that's different than to praise God.
Ya bentan sareng muji Gusti.
But it's still a part of worship.
Ya bagian tina penyembahan.
It's to say, "Oh God."
Ya ngucapkeun duh Gusti.
Oh God.
Duh Gusti.
Oh God, I want you.
Abdi mika hoyong Gusti.
I want to know you.
Kenal ka Gusti.
I need you.
Meriyogikeun Gusti.
That's not asking for anything.
Ya henteu nyuhunkeun anaon.
Sometimes it's just being quiet.
Kadang-kadang cicing.
Waiting is loving God.
Ngantosan teh mika asih Gusti.
It's just being with God.
Ya kanyantanan umpami urang masihkeun waktos.
And something happens when we take time just to be with God.
Kanyantanan waktos urang ngaluangkeun waktos sareng Gusti.
But now there's more about prayer.
Ena aya deui nu ngeunaan naneda.
The third thing you will want to make a note of.
Katilu nu kedah dicatet ku saderek.
Is the word confession.
Kecap pengakuan.
Now confession is to allow God to cleanse out our temple of sin.
Pengakuan teh izinkeun Allah ngabersihkeun diri urang tina dosa.
Now when we come to know Jesus, our sins are forgiven.
Atawa urang percantan ka Yesus, dosa-dosa urang dihapunten.
But we still need to acknowledge when we fail.
Wong masih periyoki ngangkeun waktu urang kebis.
So confession is simply admitting that I am wrong.
Janten pangakuan teh ngangkeun yen urang lepat.
Notice the verse in Psalm 139.
Perhatikeun Jabur 139.
That is a beautiful psalm.
Ye Jabur anu endah.
It talks about how I can never get away from God's presence.
Ye nyaroskeun abdi henteu tiasa tebih di hadirat Gusti.
Now that is a good thing if I'm serving Jesus.
Ye perkawis nu sae umpami nuju ngalayanan Yesus.
But if I'm not serving Jesus,
umpami henteu nuju ngalayanan Yesus,
then it can be a thing that causes concern. Ye
tiasa kajanten hiji perkara nu nimbulkeun kaprihatinan di mana.
I need to make sure my heart is right.
Abdi periyogi mastikeun mana abdi leres.
So notice Psalm 139, verse
23.
That is verse 23 of Psalm
139.
It says, "Search me, O God,
pariksa diri abdi nun Allah,
and know my heart.
Barang pariksa pikiran abdi.
Test me or try me and know my thoughts.
Uji palokerkeun isi mana abdi.
And see if there is any wicked way in me."
Petektak pilih didinya aya kajahatan.
"Is there anything in me that's wrong?"
Teras nungtun abi ka jalan nu langgeng.
"And when I see this in my heart,"
atawa sabi ningali ieu di lebet manah,
"then I need to acknowledge it."
Abi periyogi ngangkeun eta.
"And to acknowledge it means I confess it."
Kanggo ngangkeun urang kedah ngangkeunna.
Now the word for confess in the Bible means to agree with God about something.
Ngaku tina Alkitab artosna setuju ka Allah.
Now what does that mean?
Naon eta hartosna?
It means when we feel the Holy Spirit speak to us.
Waktos Roh Suci nyeros ka urang.
And the Holy Spirit says this is wrong.
Roh Suci nyeros ieu lepat.
I agree with him.
Abdi setuju sareng anjeunna.
But I agree with him with my word.
Setuju sareng anjeunna ku kecap-kecap abdi.
I say yes, Lord, I agree.
Lord abdi, nun Gusti abdi saluyu.
That when I did this it was wrong.
Waktos abdi ngalakukeunana abdi saluyu.
Cleanse me of this, Lord.
Bersihkan abdi tina ieu.
Set me free from this.
Bebaskan abdi tina ieu.
Help me not to do it again.
Tolongan abdi supaya senteu ngalakukeun ieu.
Now what if I do it again?
Maha pamih abdi ngalakukeun eta deui.
Then we should confess it again.
Kedahna urang ngangkeun eta deui.
Now God knows what we're doing.
Dina Allah terang naon nu ku urang bade lakukeun.
But something happens when we acknowledge it.
Bari saya kejantan umpami urang ngakeun.
And we want to do this early in our prayer time.
Urang hoyong ngalakukeun ieu ngawitan waktosna teh.
So we can come pure before the Lord.
Perantiasa disucikan di payunan Gusti.
Now the next aspect of prayer is this.
Seki salajengna tinananadanya eta.
I refer to this as scripture praying.
Abi nunjuk kana pangandika Gusti waktos nanada.
It is to take the word of God.
Ieu nyandak pangandika Gusti.
And bring it into our prayer.
Sareng nyandak kana paneda urang.
And to fill our prayers with the word of God.
Ngisian paneda-paneda urang ku doa.
It is claiming scripture.
Ieu nyepengan pangandika Gusti.
Notice what the Bible says.
Atas kenaon nu disaurkeun ku Alkitab.
About the power of the word of God.
Ngan kawasa pangandika Allah.
In Jeremiah chapter 23.
Dina Yeremia 23.
Verse 29.
Ayat 29.
That's Jeremiah 23:29.
Ieu Yeremia 23 ayat 29.
Is not my word as a fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces.
Pangandika kami mah ibarat seuneu jeung ibarat baliung paranti meulah cadas.
That is the power of the word of God.
Ieu teh kawasa ti pangandika Allah.
Do you remember when Paul talked about putting on the whole armor of God?
Emot enta waktos Paulus nyaros ngeunaan ngagunakeun pakarang ti Allah.
We read this in Ephesians chapter 6.
Urang ngaos di Efesus.
And there are many different parts of the armor.
Aya rupi-rupi pakarang.
There's only one part of the armor that we can see with our eyes.
Mung hiji pakarang nu tiasa ditingali.
Everything else is just an example or an analogy.
Sanesna mung contoh atanapi hiji analogi.
For example, Paul said, we're to put on the helmet of salvation.
Tapatas Paulus nyaoskeun ka urang nganggo balakuta kasalametan.
Imagine if I came to where you live tomorrow.
Bayangkan abdi dongkap ke tempat sederek linggi.
And I said to you, I've been reading Ephesians chapter 6.
Lur abdi, kasederek abdi parantos ngaos Efesus genep.
And I'm very excited about the armor of God.
Abdi sumanget ngenaan pakarang ti Allah.
And I want you to show me your armor.
Abdi hoyong sederek ningali pakarang sederek.
Please, show me your helmet of salvation.
Punten, tingalikeun balakutak sederek.
You would say, I can't show you.
Karena abdi teu tiasa ningalikeun ka sadaya.
Because the helmet of salvation is like my salvation is like a helmet.
Margi balakuta kasalamatan ieu mung rupi hiji balakuta.
Then if I said, do you show me your sword of the spirit?
Mami saura abdi pasian terang atuh pedang roh saderek.
What would you do?
Anu bari silakukeun ku saderek.
You could reach for your Bible.
Tanda Alkitab saderek.
And you could say, I can show you that.
Biasanya Rios abdi baris nunjukkan.
Because it is the one part of the armor that we can actually take.
Itu bagian tina perlengkapan nutiasa dicandak urang.
And in Ephesians 6:17, it's the last aspect of the armor.
Efesus genep ayat 17 ieu segi terakhir tina pakarang.
Do you know why it's so important?
Tarek terang kunaon ieu penting?
Because it is our weapon.
Marki ieu pakarang urang.
The word of God destroys the power of Satan.
Pangandika Allah nu ngancurkeun kawasa setan.
So we need to bring the word of God into our praying.
Perang priyogi nyandak pangandika Allah ka kananeunna.
Now you say, how can I do that?
Tah saur saderek kumaha abdi tiasa ngalakukeunana?
I'll give you a simple example.
Ieu conto anu sederhana.
You begin to read the book of Psalms while you're praying.
Saderek ngaos Japur samentawis nanada.
And you start in the very first psalm.
Saderek ngawitan ku ayat hiji.
And you read through several verses.
Saderek ngaos sababaraha ayat.
And when you see something that you want in those verses,
you say,
"Oh God, I want this." And I ask you for this. It must be your will. Because it's in your word. In Psalm 1, it talks about how the believer can be like a tree planted by living waters.
Dapur hijinya harus kengenan jalmi percantan seperti hiji tangkal anu dipelak di sisi cai.
It's a tree that produces fruit.
Hiji tangkal anu menghasilkan buah.
Now you might say, "Oh God, I want to be like that tree."
Sadarek duh Gusti abdi hoyong canten seperti tangkal eta.
Here it is, Lord, in this verse of scripture.
Ya Gusti ayatina ayat Alkitab.
And I claim this scripture.
Abdi nyepeng ayat ieu.
And I ask you to do this in my
life.
Now you can read through several verses in Psalm. And when you come to a verse
that
you want to claim from the Lord, you can take your pencil or your pen and you can underline that verse. And then you can pray that verse. And then the next day when you pray, you go back to that verse, and you start at the next verse, and you read until you find another verse, and then you underline that verse, and then you say, "Lord, this is what your word says. I ask you for this." And you can pray over that verse. Then you can put a mark in your Bible or a special bookmark.
Masihan tanda di Alkitab atau nampi ku ciri buku.
And then the next day you can start on that verse.
Dan seterusnya tiasa ngawitan ku ayat eta.
It may take you many months to go through those chapters.
Seyogi mang bulan-bulan kagu ngatosken pasal eta.
But you will begin to claim the promises of God.
Nangis seterusnya tiasa nyepeng janji-janji Allah.
And you will start to see the miracle of what it is to claim the word of God in prayer.
Rek baris ningali mujizat tina nyepeng pangadika Allah tina naneda.
But there's more in prayer.
Aing seueur keneh tina naneda.
The next thing on our list is watching in prayer.
Terusna nyaeta jaki-jaki tina naneda.
This is to develop a holy alertness in our praying.
Kembangkan kasucian tina panada urang.
Paul wrote a letter to Colossian believers in the New Testament.
Paulus nyerat hiji serat ka jalmi-jalmi Kolose tina perjanjian enggal.
It is in the New Testament book that carries the name Colossians.
Ya kitab perjanjian enggal nu nyandak nami Kolosa.
Chapter 4 verse 2.
Pasal 4 ayat 2.
Paul said this to the believers there.
Aur Paulus ka jalmi-jalmi percanten.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
Sing manteng dina nanada jeung sing caricing sarta kudu muji syukur ka pangeran.
Now he not only says continue in prayer or be faithful in prayer.
Tadi jelaskeun sing manteng dina nanada atanapi setia dina nanada.
He says but have a spirit of watchfulness while you're praying.
Kedah kaduh roh nu caricing sementara wis nanada.
Earlier I told you what Jesus said. In Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew
26.
Verse
41.
That was Matthew 26:41.
Matius 26 ayat 41.
He said, "Watch and pray."
Sing caricing sareng kudu naneda.
Now what is watching?
Naon ari caricing teh?
Watching is to be alert while we're praying.
Caricing teh waspada sementara wis urang naneda.
To know what we should pray for.
Terus terang naon nu dicanten panada urang.
Do we ever just stop in our prayer?
Nah urang osok lirian tina nanada.
And say, "Holy Spirit, show me what you want me to pray for."
Terngeras Roh Suci tunjukkeun naon nu kedah ku abdi didoakeun.
What is happening in my town or my village?
Naon nu kajantaran di desa sareng kota abdi?
What is happening in my country?
Naon nu kajantaran di negara abdi?
What have I heard in the papers that I've read?
Naon kadangu tina koran-koran?
Is there something happening in the world I should pray for?
Naha aya kajantanan di dieu di dunya dugi ka kedah dipangledakeun?
Lord, are there any missionaries I should pray for?
Naha aya misionaris nu kedah dipangledakeun?
Are there any neighbors I should pray for?
Naha aya sasami abdi nu kedah dipangledakeun?
And the Lord will speak to us.
Bisi paris ngadawuh ka urang.
And he does this to me almost every day. He says, pray for this. Pray for that. But it only happens if we take a moment to watch in prayer. And that always leads to the next kind of prayer. The sixth type of prayer is intercession. I hope you're making a list. Intercession is to pray for others. It is to go into someone else's battle. Picture in your mind a friend of yours. And Satan comes to attack them. Now picture Satan coming closer and closer toward your friend. Maybe he wants to attack them with a sickness. Maybe he wants to even try to kill them. And maybe this friend of yours is weak. Now picture God giving you the whole armor of God. And now you have the sword of the Spirit. And you run into the battle. And you go between your friend and Satan.
Di tengah-tengah rerintangan sadek sareng setan.
And now Satan sees you.
Setan ningali saderek.
But you're holding the word of God.
Tujunya pangandika Allah.
And you're saying, I stand against you.
Terusnya rios kami rek ngalawan maneh.
And I pray for my friend.
Abi nenedak kanggo rerintangan.
That is what intercession is.
Ieu teh panada safat.
It's coming into someone's battle.
Lebet ka peperangan usanes.
Paul talks about praying like this in the book of Timothy.
Paulus nyarios ngenaan nenenda dina kitab Timotius.
Notice Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Pratuskeun hiji Timotius pasal 2.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ayat hiji sareng 2.
Verse 1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Ayat hiji, nomor hiji bapa minta malar hidup mangnedakeun, mangdoakeun, mangnyuhunkeun jeung mangnuhunkeun sakabeh jalma.
Verse 2 says, especially for kings and all that are in authority.
Ayat 2, kepala negara jeung pamarentah suhunkeun ka Allah mugi tiasa ngalakukan iman ibadah.
Now, he is speaking about intercession.
Anjeunna nuju nyaroskeun ngeunaan pandoa safat.
He said, first of all, pray for all men.
Nomor kahiji ngadoa kanggo sadaya jalmi.
Especially for those that are in authority.
Tamina nu nyepeng pamarentahan.
This is intercession.
Kita teh panada safat.
We're praying for others.
Tetapi mangnedakeun kanggo jalmi sanes.
We should pray for everyone in our town.
Karena urang mangnedakeun kanggo setiap jalmi di kota urang.
We should intercede that they will hear the good news of Jesus.
Sanajan pangantara supaya saranya ngadangu beca nu sae ngeunaan Yesus.
We should step into their battle.
Karena lengkah lebet ka peperangan aranjeunna.
Now that is praying for others.
Kita teh panada kanggo nu sanes.
Petition is the next type of prayer.
Mangnedakeun teh jenis panada satrasna.
This is number 7.
Ya nomor 7.
Petitioning God is to bring my own needs before God.
Nyuhunkeun ka Allah nyaeta nyandak kaprayogan-kaprayogan urang ka payuneun Allah.
Now it is unfortunate but some Christians this is all they ever pray for.
Tapi pisan mun urang Kristen mun nanada ieu wungkul.
Now there's nothing wrong in our praying to God for personal things.
Telepat umpami urang nanada kanggo pribadi.
Let me give you Matthew 7, verse 7 again.
Matius 7, ayat 7.
I've already shared it with you.
Parantos ngabagikeun ieu ka sadere.
But it goes with this type of prayer.
Ieu jenis nanada.
Matthew 7, verse 7.
Matius 7, ayat 7.
Ask and it shall be given you.
Kudu daek minta tangtu dibere.
Seek and you shall find.
Kudu daek nyiar tangtu kapangi.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Kudu keketrok tangtu panto dibuka.
This is what petition is.
Yeteh panada.
It's to bring my personal needs to the Lord.
Nyandak kaprayogian urang ka Gusti.
Now next on our list is thanksgiving.
Katerasna dina daftar urang ngucapkeun syukur.
Thanksgiving is also a type of confession.
Mengucapkan syukur teh jenis pengakuan.
But now this is not confessing my sins.
Nanaskan dosa-dosa.
This is confessing my blessings.
Jengangkan berkah-berkah abdi.
It's to thank God for all the things He's given me.
Okay, ngucap syukur karena berkah ti Gusti kanggo urang.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read this.
Kina hiji Tesalonika 5 ayat 18 urang ngaos.
In everything give thanks.
Tarimakeun sagala nu dikersakeun.
For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus.
Itu anu dipundutku Allah di sakur nu anut ka Kristus Yesus.
So we thank God for all of His blessings.
Para ngucap syukur ka Allah kanggo sadaya berkah-berkahna.
We thank Him for the clothes we have.
Ngucap syukur kanggo anggean-anggean urang.
We thank Him for where we live.
Tempat linggih.
We thank Him for the food we have.
Tuangan urang.
We thank Him for all that He's given to us.
Disyukur kanggo sadaya anu dipasikeun ka urang.
And God will bless us as we bless Him.
Gusti paris mangaberkahan urang bami urang nyenangkeun anjeunna.
And we need to be very specific.
Urang prayoge spesifik.
I thank you God for this.
Hadi muji syukur ka Gusti kanggo dinten ieu.
And then the next type of prayer is this.
Jenisna da satrasna.
It is singing to the Lord.
Nyaeta muji kanggo Gusti.
Now some think that this is only something we do when we're in worship with other believers.
Mutan urang ieu dilakukeun waktos urang sasarengan nyembah Gusti.
But we can sing when we're alone in God's presence.
Orang tiasa muji nyalira di payunan Gusti.
Have you ever read through the Psalms?
Anto sadaya ngaos sadaya Jabur.
The Psalms were actually songs when they were written.
Jabur teh lagu-lagu pujian.
I learned this many years ago.
Ya ku abdi dipelajari sataun kapan.
I did not know this when I was young and growing in the Lord.
Uji abdi anom sareng ngawitan tumuwuh tina iman.
Then I heard a Bible teacher explain this.
Jadi guru Alkitab nerangkan eta.
And after I understood this, I began to do something very interesting in prayer.
Parantos ngartos abdi ngalakukeun nu narik tina naneda.
Every day I would begin to sing a psalm in prayer.
Tiap dinten dikewetanku ngawihkeun di Jabur tina doa.
It's my own melody.
Eta teh melodi.
It's no melody I've ever heard.
Anes nu kantosku kadangu.
I just take one of the psalms.
Mengnyandak di Jabur.
And I sing it to the Lord.
Abdi ngawihkeun anak kanggo Gusti.
Oh yes, it's my own song.
Itu lagu abdi nyalira.
And if it's a long psalm with many verses, I sing maybe 10 or 12 verses.
Bami capura panjang, seueur ayatna mung dikawihkeun 10 hatanapi 12 ayat.
And then I make a mark in my Bible.
Teras ditandaan ku abdi.
And the next day I sing another part of that song.
Injingna neraskeun Jabur nu kamari.
I especially do this when I come to Psalm 119 because it's very long.
Taminan dilakukan tina Jabur 118 anu panjang pisan.
If I sang that in one day it would take me all day.
Bami dikawihkeun dina sari dinten eta teh kedah di sari dinten.
But we can sing to the Lord.
Urang tiasa ngawihkeun anak kanggo Gusti.
Ephesians 5 verses 18 and 19 says this.
Efesus 5 18 tuki 18 nyaruskeun kieu.
That's Ephesians 5.
Efesus 5 ayat 18 tuki 18.
And verses 18 and 19.
Ayat 18 sareng 18.
Do not be drunk with wine which is excessive.
Lasok mabok temahna matak ngabarung nafsu.
But you should be filled with the Spirit.
Balikna turutkeun panuyun Roh.
Now listen to verse 19.
Ayat 18.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Kudu silih lilipur, kulaku-laku Jabur, laku-laku pupujian, jeung kidung-kidung rohani sejena.
So our song is from the heart.
Laku teh kawitna ti mana?
It's a spiritual song.
Ye hiji lagu rohani.
And I sing it to the Lord.
Abdi ngawihkeun anak kanggo Gusti.
And it's good that we sing in church and in worship time.
Tepisan bami urang ngawih di gereja sareng waktos penyembahan.
But we need to sing even when we're alone.
Nya nyaira urang prayogi ngawih.
Have you ever thought of doing this every day?
Kantos ngimut ngalakukeun anak tiap dinten.
Oh, what a joy it gives to our Lord.
Tuh tada teuing Gusti teh bungahna.
Now there's still some other things we can do.
Ada beberapa perkara nu tiasa dilakukeun tina daftar.
There is meditation.
Nyata renungan.
Now meditation is another quiet type of prayer.
Renungan teh jenis panenda nu cicing.
It's to think on God.
Nyemutkeun ngeunaan Allah.
And think on His way.
Nyemutkeun jalan-jalanna.
And think on His word.
Nyemutkeun pangandikanna.
Look at what the Bible says.
Naon dicaraskeun dina Alkitab?
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Yosua pasal 1 ayat 8.
That's Joshua 1, verse 8.
Yosua pasal 1 ayat 8.
God says this.
Gusti ngatau kieu.
This book of the law should not depart out of your mouth.
Ulah poho ngomongkeun kitab Taurat ieu.
But you should meditate in it day and night.
Renungkeun barang jeung peuting.
Then the verse goes on to tell us that we will be successful and prosper if we do this.
Salajengna masih anterang urang bae hasil sareng makmur umami urang ngalakukeunana.
Sometimes when it comes to our living in the Word of God, we need to be like the cow out in the pasture.
Kadang-kadang waktos urang nampi pangandika Allah anu hirup urang peryogi saperto sapi di lapang.
The cow has eaten grass.
Tapi nyatuan.
And it's down in his stomach.
Cukut lebet kana betengna.
But then he brings it up and he chews on it some more.
Terasi candak deui ka bibirna kanggo dicapek deui.
And that is what we need to do on the Word of God.
Eta kedah dilakukeun ka pangandika Gusti.
Now we're coming down to the last part of the list.
Di bagian akhir tina daftar.
Number 11 is listening.
Jalangan 11 ngadangukeun.
It is to hear God.
Ngadangukeun Gusti.
Look at Ephesians chapter 1.
Tingali Efesus pasal 1.
Verses 16 and 17.
Ayat 16 hingga 17.
Ephesians 1, 16 and 17.
Efesus 1 ayat 16 hingga 17.
Paul is praying for these believers.
Paulus nenadak kanggo jalmi-jalmi percanten.
And he says, I ask God for this.
Karena abdi nyuhunkeun ka Gusti.
That he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Parmasian roh hikmat sareng wahyu.
He wants us to hear him.
Anjeunna hoyong urang ngadangukeunana.
And then finally we see praise again on our list.
Akhirna urang ningali pujian deui tina daftar urang.
You might say, but I've already done this.
Mungkin saeur saderek abdi parantos ngalakukeunana.
Oh, now we do it again.
Oh, jatan orang ngalakukeun deui.
Just like the Lord's Prayer.
Demi sareng pandada Gusti Yesus.
Which ends with praise.
Ditutup ku pujian.
For thine is the kingdom.
Kumaha anjeun gaduh karajaan.
And the power.
Sareng kawasa.
And the glory.
Sareng kamulyaan.
Forever.
Dugi ka salamina.
Amen.
Amin.
And so we praise the Lord again.
Dan orang muji Gusti deui.
Psalm 71.
Jabur 71 ayat 14.
Verse 14.
Ayat 14.
Says I will praise the Lord more and more.
Salamina abdi miharep sareng nambih puji-pujian ka Gusti.
Now let me tell you a secret.
Abdi masihan iji harahsia.
If you spend just 5 minutes.
Umpami urang ngagunakeun waktu 5 menit.
In each of these 12 types of prayer.
Dina satiap 5 panada.
5 times 12.
5 kali 12.
Is 60 minutes.
60 menit.
That's 1 hour.
1 jam.
You can watch with the Lord for 1 hour every day.
Arek biasa jagi-jagi 1 jam sareng Gusti.
I encourage you to use this list every day.
Anggo daftar ieu tiap dinten.
And begin to know the Lord intimately.
Kenal Gusti sareng akrab.
May God bless you as you apply these ways of prayer.
Tingga berkahan sementara saderek nganggo cara-cara ieu.